from Hollywood, front and center. The United States Army, in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company, presents Front and Center, starring Dorothy L'Amour. And now here she is, your mistress of ceremonies.
Dorothy L'Amour reporting. Hi, everybody. Coming up front and center tonight are Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and our very special guests, Jack Carson and Dick Powell. Before we get to them, though, I'd like to open the show with a song. Hank, a downbeat, please. A feudin', a fussin', and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be excitin'. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old Grandma. Why'd they have to shoot poor old Grandma? She lies beneath the clover. Someone caught her bending over. Picking up a daisy, feudin', a fussin', and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a rightin'. Let's get that funeral service over so then we can start in a feudin' again.
Oh, daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbor's chicken.
Least till she could run like the Dickens. They hit her with a shovel, feudin', a fightin', and a fussin'. No use a standin' here a cussin'. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go feudin' and fightin' one more. Thank you very much. Now to get away from fighting and feuding and on to clowning and kidding, I'd like to call upon somebody best qualified to do it. He's the star of Warner Brothers' new picture, Two Guys from Texas. Jack Carson, front and center.
Jack Carson reporting. Ah, Dottie, it's sure swell hearing you sing again.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you to say that, Jack, and I'm certainly glad you could be here.
I am too, Dottie, but now that I'm here, I mean, well, what do you want me to do?
Oh, come on, Jack, there must be lots of things you can do to entertain. After all, you are one of Hollywood's brightest stars.
Oh, that's just studio publicity, Dottie.
But, Jack... Jack, I read it in every fan magazine what a fine actor you are. What a fine physique you have, and how appealing you are to the women of the country.
Ah, but that's just publicity.
Well, who writes this publicity?
I do. But it is nice to be here with you on your own show, Dottie. And you know something? You look just the same as you do on the screen.
Well, I'm dressed a little differently, though. In pictures, I usually wear a sarong, and tonight I have on a dress.
Well, the icing is different, but the cake is still underneath. And speaking of your clothes, Dottie, that's a beautiful gown you're squeezed into.
Well, thank you, Jack, but I know you're just flattering me. I was in such a hurry to get to the studio this evening, I just threw this dress on.
Almost missed, didn't you? But I love women's clothes, Dottie. The designers are always coming out with something new and original.
Yes, that's true.
For instance, I was out with a girl the other night, and she had on a gown that was called the United Nations model. It had the speeches of all the delegates of the United Nations printed right on it.
Well, that should have been very unique.
Well, it was, yes. Except that right where it began to get interesting, Molotov said no. I tried to override the veto, but getting back to entertaining the fellas, Dottie, how about you and I doing a love scene?
Well, Jack, I've made so many pictures at Paramount with Bing and Bob, I'm just a little tired of that sort of thing.
Well, naturally. I mean, love scenes with Crosby and Hope are bound to make you tired. You have to kiss them and hold them up at the same time. Look, Dottie, without wanting to appear in the least conceited, I want you to know that you haven't lived until you've done a romantic scene with me.
Well, maybe I'd be foolish if I passed this up. Are you really that good?
Dottie.
Sorry, tell me.
Dottie doll. I cleaned that right up, didn't I? Dottie, I don't want to brag about my kisses, but Gregory Peck offered me money just to study my pucker. In fact, all the girls out at Warner Brothers call me Pressure Cooker Carson.
Gee, Jack, I didn't know it. It sounds like you could really make with that Sunday kind of love.
Hmm?
I said, you can give me that Sunday kind of love?
Yeah. If I get warmed up, don't make any plans for Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Come on, Dottie, what do you say?
Well...
Oh, it'll be terrific. What a team. You're so lovely, so exotic, so gorgeous, and I'm so... Gad, woman, how can you wait?
But, Jack... Jack, what could possibly be so different about the way you play a love scene?
Well, it's just that I use a sort of a studied carelessness, a subtle suggestion, a très charmant, so très magnifique, so je ne sais quoi. Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, the only way I can translate it is to bite your ear. Besides, Dottie, this will be one scene I can really put my heart into. I've always wanted to make love to you, ever since I saw you in a picture where you were on a desert island, and up above there... there was a crescent moon. I found out later the moon was Hope's nose. But you are beautiful, Dottie.
Really?
Yes. Has anyone ever told you that your lips are like cherries?
Yes.
Oh, they have, huh? Well, has anyone ever told you that your teeth are like pearls?
Oh, yes, quite often.
I guess so, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll bet no one's ever told you that your hair was the color of autumn chestnuts.
Oh, hundreds of times. Fellas always say that to a brunette.
What do you like that? And Dennis Morgan swore that every one of these was brand new when he sold them to me. Well, how about doing the scene with me, Dottie?
Oh, I don't know, Jack. Is it a serious scene? I mean, is there any kissing in it?
Silly girl. Now, as the scene opens, the girl is making violent love to me.
And what do you do?
Well, I'm supposed to repulse your advances. So I'll fight you like a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
For about 3 seconds. Then you put your head on my shoulder, and you hold your lips just like that.
Like this?
That's right. And then I draw you near like this. Gee, am I glad I left Milwaukee.
Why?
Well, here I've got you in my arms, and if I'd stayed back there, I'd still be a wart shaver in a pickle factory. That's a slow one, but it's good, you know.
But, Jack, I'm waiting. Didn't you say you were going to kiss me?
Yeah. Gosh, Dorothy, I don't know if I can go through with this or not.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't know. It's your perfume or something. You have the most peculiar effect on me.
I do?
Yeah. I had the same feeling once when I was a kid.
What sort of a feeling?
Well, it's pretty hard to describe, but... did you ever step on a wet frog on your bare feet? Look, Dottie, I've got a better idea.
What?
Instead of doing this scene right now, why don't I stick around till after the show and you and I can go to a movie? I know where there's a nice dark one.
What's the name of the picture, Jack?
Who cares what's on the screen? Up in the balcony, it'll be the best years of our lives. So long, Dottie.
So long, Jack Carson. Thanks. Never a dull moment with that Jack Carson.
Dottie, do you mind if I say a few words here?
Of course not, Hal. Go right ahead.
Okay, here goes. To you young fellows who've just graduated from high school, would you like to continue your education in the biggest school in the world and get paid for it at the same time? Then the Army's for you. Listen. Today's soldier has the opportunity for both cultural studies and for technical training in almost every conceivable subject. Yes, sir, you can take another high school course or a college course, all fully accredited by most of the nation's big schools and colleges. Think of it, fellas. Instead of interrupting your education, the Army is actually offering you this grand chance to carry it on. The policy of today's new regular Army is to give every man who enlists for 3 years every opportunity for self-improvement, to help fit you for a useful career and advancement, both during the time you're in the Army and civilian life later on. And remember, you're paid while you learn, and the new high Army pay, with all its allowances and extra benefits, makes a private's pay compared to a civilian job at $200 a month or so a month. Now, how about it, fellas? Why not go over and get all the dope on this from your United States Army recruiting officer tomorrow?
A few years back, the Gay White Way featured a fast-moving musical comedy called Anything Goes. By an odd coincidence, the title of the hit song was Anything Goes. Here it is, brought right up to the minute by Henry Russell and his orchestra. We plan to present famous stars of stage, screen, and radio. You've already heard from Jack Carson. Right now, we're going to hear from another swell guy you all know, Dick Powell, who is soon to be seen in the Columbia picture, Assigned to Treasury. Front and center, Dick.
Dick Powell reporting. Thank you. And, Dottie, that was very kind of you to mention my next picture. Incidentally, I saw your new picture from Paramount. Wild Harvest. It's simply wonderful.
Well, thank you, Dick. That's very nice of you to mention it for me. And now, will you set the scene for our story tonight?
I'd love to, Dottie. Our opening scene is what's late evening in Central Park. A boy and a girl are walking aimlessly over one of the many paths that wind through it.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, did you hear any more about that story you sent to the New Yorker magazine?
No, baby, not yet. Well, it takes those guys at least a couple of weeks before they reject it.
Reject it? I wish you wouldn't talk like that.
Well, let's face it, baby. I've got enough rejection slips to paper Grand Central Annex.
Tom Richards, you make me tired.
Okay. I've only got enough to paper the powder room.
But none of the great writers became successful overnight. None of them had it easy. You can't quit now.
No, but I'm not quitting, baby. I'm still hammering away at my book. A few more chapters in the great American novel will be ready.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah? All ready for the publishers to turn thumbs down on.
That's wrong. You're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition.
I never do when I write, only when I talk.
Would you mind if I ended a sentence with a proposition?
A proposition?
Yes, a proposal.
Oh.
Tom, would you marry me?
No.
Why not?
Well, to start off, my hope chest isn't even full yet. Now, look, baby, I want to get married as much as you do, but we can't now. We've got to wait until I'm selling my stuff, and then we can get married right.
But I don't want to get married right. I want to get married to you.
Well, what do we live on, peanuts? Besides, you know how your mother feels about me not working like a nice, decent young man should.
I'm not asking you to marry Mother. I'm asking you to marry me. Besides, I could keep on working till you clicked.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm not the type.
But I'd want to keep working, even if we had money. I'd die of boredom just sitting around in an apartment. After all, what's there for a bride to do in New York anyway?
Oh, nothing much, I guess. That is, unless you want to count plays, concerts, movies, lectures, art galleries, tote shows, museums, fashion shows, sports events.
Oh, stop it. You sound like a guided tour. Here, put your arms around me.
Right here in front of all these trees and buildings?
Certainly. Just pretend. Pretend you're in the tunnel of love or something. There. That's right.
Hey, what is this?
Now, walking toward us is a big policeman. If you... if you don't promise to marry me right now, I'll scream.
Are you kidding?
You'll see. If you don't agree to marry me by the time I count three, I'll scream. One, two, two and a half. Here it comes. Three. How about it?
Now, stop acting like a child.
Help!
Hey, what's going on there?
Help!
Shut up.
All right. What's this all about?
Shall I tell him?
Come on, you. Speak up.
Well, I...
Oh, it's all right, officer. This gentleman has just paid me the honor of asking me to be his wife.
Huh? You have you?
Yeah. And I've just accepted.
Okay, lady. Now you can quit twisting his arm.
Excuse me, Tom, but I just have to tell you how wonderful this story is.
How wonderful is it, baby?
Terrific. Even the title, Count the Stars.
Now, you're not just saying that because I happen to be your ever-loving husband, are you?
Oh, I mean it, Tom. I'll bet anything this one sells.
Oh, I surely hope so. I'm sick of seeing you run down to that stale office and that stale boss.
He is not stale. He's a very nice boss.
That's what I mean. The guy's too nice.
Jealous, dear?
Well, no, not exactly. It just bothers me to think of that lug chasing you around a hot desk while I sit here and grind out. Well, how do you like that? He even followed you home.
Silly. I'll go. Mother.
The voice of the turtle. Hi, Mom.
Here, let me take your things.
Well, this is a surprise. Why didn't you phone us? You could have had dinner here with us.
That's just why I didn't phone. Lord knows, a working girl has trouble enough without fixing up fancy meals.
Oh, everything's all right, isn't it, Mother?
Of course it is. Don't worry about me. Worry more about yourself, and you'll be a whole lot better off.
Care for a cup of coffee, Mom? There's still some in the pot.
No, thank you. How are you getting along?
Fine, just fine, Mother.
If we got along any better, it'd be un-American.
I don't like to snoop into other people's business, but my daughter's not really other people to me. So don't get mad if I ask her a personal question, will you?
Shall I leave the room, or am I big enough to listen?
This isn't a joking matter. I came up here to see if you were working yet.
He works all the time. He writes from morning till night.
Is he making any money?
Well, not just yet, but it won't be...
Just as I thought. You're still the breadwinner.
Mother, can't we discuss this some other time?
Lord knows, I hate to be a mother-in-law. But I feel it my duty to snap this boy out of this daydream.
Look, Mom, getting married was the last thing on my mind because I knew somebody would come around and bawl me out for letting my wife support me. And I also...
Don't yell. I'm not deaf and dumb, you know.
Well, not deaf at any rate.
Oh! How do you like that? Now, you listen to me. Why don't you stop hiding behind that silly typewriter and get a decent job?
A decent job like what? Shoveling garbage?
You don't shovel garbage, you collect it.
Please, Mother, we really don't need any...
You do need. You need someone here with nerve enough to make this young man get a job. And I know just how to do it. I'll fix that typewriter so he'll have to go to work.
Hey, wait.
There. Now type.
Oh, baby? Is your mother gone?
I've been waiting up for you.
Yeah, I guess you think I'm pretty much of a heel, huh? Well,
I don't know what to think. You did something to my pride tonight.
I'm just as upset about this as you are. I didn't mean to say those things to her, but when she pushed my typewriter off onto the floor, I... Oh, well, the way I feel right now, I don't think I'll ever write again.
Maybe it's for the best.
I guess you're right. It just isn't working out. Maybe it might even be better for you if I just got out of your life.
That's up to you, Tom.
Well, that leaves little doubt.
Whatever you wish.
I don't think I'd better sleep here tonight.
All right. Hand me my purse, would you? You'll need money to pay for your hotel room.
Mr. Richards to see you, Miss Colby.
Good. Send him in. Good morning, Mr. Richards. Sit down, won't you? I've got some good news for you.
Good news?
Mm-hmm. Our survey shows that your stories are first in reader interest. Our readers are showing a wonderful response to your work.
Number one pinup boy for a pulp mystery magazine, huh?
It may be only a pulp, Mr. Richards, but lots of writers would give their eye teeth to hit our magazine regularly.
Well, I suppose I do sound ungrateful, Miss Colby, but this is a far cry from what I started out to do originally. I wanted to write things that would make people think.
Well, look, I'd like to discuss some new ideas we have for you. Could you have dinner with me tonight? We could save time that way.
Oh, dinner with you.
Oh, you don't have to look at me that way, Mr. Richards. This is to be strictly business. Lovely in the park tonight.
Yes, it always was.
Tom, I've known you for several months now, and we've been in each other's company quite a bit, and yet...
Yeah?
Well, I've told you all about myself, but you've done a beautiful job of keeping your life from me.
Okay, and then from now on, open forum. What would you like to know? I have a lady on a park bench, Doctor.
Tom, do you like me? More than just a little bit, I mean.
Look, Miss Colby, you might as well know this. I have a wife.
I see. Where is she now?
Oh, somewhere in town. We separated several months ago.
Do you still love her?
I guess I'll always love her.
Well, if you love her, why don't you do something about it?
She wouldn't have me if I had gold-plated biceps.
I wouldn't say that.
What?
Your wife said she wouldn't say that.
That's right, Tom.
Well, what are you doing here in the park?
Well, it's public, you know.
Well, maybe I'd better explain. I asked her to come.
You? How did you know her?
Well, it's a long story, briefly. She sent in so darn many letters eulogizing your work, we got curious and sent one of our interviewers out to see her. It seems that your wife feels the plot is somewhat confused, and the love scenes are missing.
Love scenes?
Yes. And now, if you two will excuse me, I've got to hurry back to my apartment. I have a date with my dog.
You haven't got a dog.
I know, sweet. But I do have a date with a publisher. He called this afternoon to say he likes Count the Stars. Bye now.
Your book, Tom.
You mean that you and... Oh, this is a pretty mess.
Tom, remember the last time we were here?
Yes.
You don't seem to have much to say.
Sorry, it's just that I don't know what to say.
Then don't try. Just hold me the way you used to before we were like this.
Okay, bring it up.
Oh, it's okay, officer. We got married since we saw you last.
Oh, is that so? Here, young fella, hold my club.
Why, sure. But why?
I want to kiss the bride.
Oh, that was...
was a beautiful job, Mr. Powell.
You didn't do so bad in the clenches yourself, Miss Lamour.
And Mr. Carson, as a police officer, you're sensational.
I knew someday I'd make good with these flat feet.
Well, Dick and Jack, I'd like to thank you for all of us here on Front and Center. Good night and good luck.
Good night, Dottie.
Hal Gibney, Front and Center.
Right here, Dottie.
Hal, suppose you tell us some more about the offer the United States Army is making to all high school graduates.
Well, Dottie, this is really something special. The Army Air Forces has just announced its aviation career plan. Under this plan, young men from 18 to 34, or 17 with their parents' consent, may qualify for and be assured of attending the AAF technical school of their choice before they enlist. Get that, fellas? You pick your subject and your school before you enlist. Now, let's say you want to be an aviation specialist, or an expert radar or radio man, or a top-notcher in any one of the many important fields of aviation. Now, all you do is visit your local U.S. Army recruiting officer and ask for your application blank on the aviation career plan. List your qualifications on this blank. Then choose any three specialized courses and write them on the application in the order of your preference. Now, that's all there is to it. When your application is approved and you're selected to take the course you want, you may enlist with the Air Forces for 3 years, and after a brief period of basic training, you start right to school. You may be a veteran or a non-veteran. If you haven't completed your high school education but can pass an equivalent examination, you're as eligible as the next man for this wonderful opportunity. Check into this, fellas. Your United States Army recruiting officer can answer any questions you have about it and can help you start the ball rolling toward a great career in the great field of aviation. And remember, that good old Army pay begins the very day you sign up.
With all the songs that are written each year, it's wonderful how some of the old-timers stay with us. I'd like to sing one of them now for you, That Old Feeling.
I saw you last night and got that old when you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill.
Center is presented each Sunday at this time by the United States Army in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.